So to begin with, find yourself in a comfortable position, either lying down or sitting in a comfortable chair with your neck supported. And just relaxing with your feet not touching and your hands and legs uncrossed in a nice open body position. And to start with, I want you to open your eyes, looking up into your eyebrows, or you can find a real or imagined spot to fix your eyes upon, and take a nice deep breath, breathing in and out. And again, breathing in and out. And every time you blink, that's hypnosis coming upon you. And just one last time, breathing in, and this time keeping your eyeballs up, close your eyelids right down and you'll feel a fluttering sensation which allows you to move between alpha and theta brain waves where hypnosis takes place. Excellent. And now just letting your eyes feel soft again and relaxed into a natural position. Your eyes are beginning to feel heavy, droopy, drowsy, and tucking your chin in slightly to your chest as to get that looking down feeling. Feeling very safe and very secure, as if looking over a balcony or down a flight of stairs. And as you look down, I want you to see 10 stairs descending. 10 stairs that are leading you down to a warm and inviting place you'd like to be. See the stairs in your mind, and with every step I guide you down, you sink deeper and deeper into an awareness, deeper into yourself, and going deeper 10 times with each step you take. So stepping from 10 down to 9, letting go and relaxing, sinking deeper as you step down to 8, seeing your feet as they make contact. With every step, you relax and go deeper, and moving down to 7 with a drifting, floating feeling, and on to 6, letting go of all expectations. Expectations of yourself, expectations of the process, knowing that your amazing mind does it all. You just simply let yourself drift deeper. Drifting deeper, you're halfway down, sinking and drifting, moving deeper onto 4. Now, as every sound around you, every noise and movement in your body takes you deeper down to 3, drifting, sinking, moving rapidly deeper, and on to 2 with every heartbeat, your entire body soft, relaxed, and open, every nerve, every fiber of your being gentle and open as you move rapidly deeper now, stepping down to 1, drifting down. That's right, sinking down deeper still. With every click of my fingers, you move deeper, sinking deeper, moving deeper, rapidly deeper still. That's right. So here in this deep state, feeling very relaxed and letting yourself go deeper still, moving even deeper and deeper. And as you go even deeper now into an absolutely relaxed state, you're so aware that the energy of your body does exactly what it thinks you want. Following that blueprint, following that pattern you created, that's the job of your mind, to do what it thinks you want and based on the beliefs that you have. So we're going to be very, very clear now to ensure that your mind knows exactly what you now want. So understanding is power, and understanding in hypnosis for you is real, true, profound power. And right now, I'm going to give your mind some powerful suggestions that your mind will take on with repetition every time you listen to this recording. Your mind is brilliant and wants the best for you because that's its job. Its job is to keep you safe and to do what you tell it, because your thoughts create your habits, and your habits create your reality. So as you continue to relax and drift deeper still, your mind is latching onto every word I say, and my voice goes with you, suggesting only positive thoughts and feelings. And as you go deeper into an awareness of yourself, you'll begin to see, sense, and feel what it is you desire, what it is you need. That's right, just drift deeper, deeper still, moving down to an even deeper level. Excellent. You are now moving deeper into a very healing state of mind, just allowing yourself to let go, allowing your consciousness to drift and be at peace. Because your inner mind will always be aware of everything, and it remembers all, so you just let go and feel the peace. And you know that you have the desire to achieve and maintain success in all areas of your life, in your health, your wealth, and your relationships. And you also have the desire to do what it takes to have success in all areas of your life. And the most important thing in having success, the most important thing begins with loving yourself. And so to begin, we're going to repeat some affirmations and suggestions. And we're going to do this with true emotions and feelings. I truly love myself. I am worthy of self-love. I expect the best from myself. I deserve to be loved. I am loved and I am loving. I accept myself. And because you accept yourself and because you love yourself, you know that you are worthy of having success. Of having success in your health, your wealth, and your relationships. And you allow this success to flow to you. You know that abundance and success are your birthright, and you visualize and you see this in your mind. And because of that, you begin to take on the mindset and habits of those who are sensationally successful. those people seem to find success at anything. But they are not so different from you. In fact, they only do three things differently from you. And today, you too will begin making those three success habits a permanent and powerful part of your daily life. And the first thing that successful people do . They do what they don't like first. So if you have to make a difficult call, you choose to do that first thing. If they need to exercise, they do that first. Doing the things you don't want to do first makes you feel like a winner. And doing them first in your day sets you up for a better day. The second thing that successful people do is that they take frequent and regular action in the direction of their goals. And the third thing they do, they reject anything that doesn't allow them to succeed, and they continue moving forward, pressing against any limitations. And you are now making these habits your own, working on them one at a time or all at the same time until they no longer are what you do, but a part of who you are. Success doesn't come to you. You go towards success. And you do that directly by adopting and acquiring these success habits. Each day, your mind is motivating you, conditioning you, compelling you, and programming you to do anything you don't want to do first. In fact, you have an urgent, overwhelming need to do those disliked tasks first. You do them and you get them out of the way, and this opens your mind to take on even more, taking it on positively. And so you take on these same positive habits of thought and action that are shared by the world's happiest and most successful people. And you are implementing these every day. And at first, this is what you do. Then it very quickly becomes a part of who you are. And you have a powerful daily drive to do this. And you always remember that first you make your habits, and then your habits make you. And your habits are yours to change. And you're doing a wonderful job of changing your habits to success habits, beginning this very day. You wake up every morning with a powerful urge to acquire and adopt the habits of extraordinarily successful people. These habits are imprinted into your memory, and you remind yourself of this knowledge daily. You write them in your journal. You save them on your phone. You can even have phone alerts so that you are reminded of this throughout the day. And you too are beginning and continuing to do the same three things that successful people do. It's becoming a natural part of you. You've made a decision to own these habits, and you are persistent in owning them. acquiring them and taking them fully on board as yours. You take action every day in the direction of your goals. You take action every single day in the direction of your goals, and you happily do this 7 days a week. You don't have to spend the whole day doing it. You set healthy boundaries for yourself, and you do a single action every day that makes you feel like a winner, because you are a winner and you feel like one. And the simple action elevates your feelings of success, commitment, and dedication. And you take on even more actions of success as success becomes a natural part of who you are. And you are committed to making changes and making habits become a part of your daily life. It's all becoming so natural for you now. So just visualize yourself right now making these habits, changing your way of thinking, creating healthy boundaries. And you know that you will not accept any rejection or any answers of no. You come back from no and from rejection knowing this is only a delay on your way to success. Your success requires never taking no for an answer, and never allowing rejection to stop you. You totally understand that, and you adhere to that. Because success requires manning up to rejection. And you do this. You cope with rejection. It's not personal, and it cannot stop you, because you are moving towards success. And it is moving towards you. Because what you want, wants you. And you have the talent, the drive, the belief, and the discipline, and these new habits that make you unstoppable. And by identifying these techniques and putting them into practice, you find that this works superbly for you. And you know that your mind tells it what to do and what it thinks you want to do. And your mind does what it truly thinks you want it to do. And you are so crystal clear, so precise with your mind about what you want. Your mind always works with you, working with you all the way as it clearly knows and understands with clarity what it is you want. So you communicate with your mind in a specific and perfect way that ensures the dialogue that goes on between you and your mind is precise and accurate and gets you what you want from life. Which is success, success in all areas of your life, bringing you into balance and wholeness. Success in your health, success in your wealth and relationships. And your mind assists you in having the success that you desire in these areas of your life, because you know and remember and live by the awareness that your mind is hardwired to move you away from anything that links pain, And because this makes absolute sense, you link pleasure, not pain, to hard work. You link pleasure to success, to public speaking. You make sure your mind knows what you want and that you have chosen this, and you regularly remind your mind. So you are a superb team working together for what it is you really want. Because when your mind knows what it is you really want, it works together with you. And the clear, precise, accurate language you use causes your mind to perceive your wants as a benefit to your well-being. And you know, the mind so often works on desires and wants that are incorrectly expressed. So you keep your mind up to date and in the present, and you see more and more results expressing exactly and specifically what it is you want. You use precise, specific, descriptive language, and you achieve success. And as you go deeper, you tell your mind over and over again what you want by constantly telling your mind, "I want it. I love it." Your mind believes you like doing whatever it takes to have what you want. And marines sing as they run in the rain and sleet up muddy mountains, because the singing sends a message to their minds that they want this and that they are enjoying it. This allows them to keep going through extreme discomfort. And if you sing when you were doing something tough, this signals to your mind that you are happy with the situation and stops any resistance. You choose what to link pain and pleasure to, and making the right choices makes you successful. And as you say, "I love working on my career. There is nowhere else I would rather be," that quickly becomes your reality. And so once you know how, you can run your mind instead of it seeming to run you. It helps to remind yourself that your problem is someone else's fantasy, someone else's dream come true. They would love to have a job or a boss that was demanding, or a baby that kept them up all night. Work out what it is that you want, and then notice how much you link pain or pleasure to what you have to do to achieve it, and then maximize the pleasure and eliminate the pain. Your mind responds only to the pictures you make in your head and the words you say to yourself. And the way you feel about any situation is because of only two things: the pictures you make in your head and the words you say to yourself. How you feel about any situation is because of the words and images you are making. Your words and images are positive, and you get positive results. You react to your own thoughts and images, so you choose to tell your mind words that move you towards success. We can change our words and images at any time, and our mind responds to words that are descriptive. And so as you say, "I love working on my career. There is nowhere else I would rather be," that quickly becomes your reality. And so once you know how, you can run your mind instead of it seeming to run you. And your mind responds only to the pictures you make in your head and the words you say to yourself. How you feel about any situation is because of the words and images you are making. Your words and images are positive, and you get positive results. You react to your own thoughts and images, so you choose to tell your mind words that move you towards success. And you do this every day, and you find that you can be successful in all areas of your life. You can have success in your health, your wealth, and your relationships because your words become your reality and your brain uses the words you speak to identify what you're feeling. Your brain takes every word you say as literal and accurate, so you choose positive words. And the resulting feelings are also positive. You tell yourself that everything ahead is manageable and that you have phenomenal coping skills. And the different words and images you are using put you in charge and make you feel like a winner. And you are developing an extraordinary ability to believe in yourself. As you put the right images and words into your mind, you have more success. You visualize peak performance and you move towards it. You are making your beliefs, and then your beliefs make you. But you know that your beliefs and habits are yours to change. And these words and suggestions are helping you to make changes that will benefit you for the rest of your life. Because success will be there when you move towards it. It's there waiting for you. And you use the right communication with yourself to take you towards success more rapidly. And you put this into practice today. And by practicing this with your actions and your thoughts, you free your inner mind and you truly create success. You let success in. You let it flow through you in all ways and all things. You act successful and you will be successful. You are abundant and successful in all things. You achieve your true success. And so in a moment, I'm going to begin counting from 1 to 5. And if you're going to sleep now at night, you're going to drift into a deep, sound, solid, healing sleep. And when you awake in the morning, feeling excited and motivated, feeling this deep, peaceful sense of success and security within yourself. Knowing that at any given moment, no matter what it looks like, you are successful in your health, your wealth, and your relationships. You celebrate this, you love it, and with this knowing, you move into a deep sleep without any fear. And if you're returning to your consciousness, you'll return feeling refreshed, renewed, absolutely certain of these changes, absolutely certain that you have the freedom to become a new, successful you. So on the count of five, you can drift deeper into a deep, sound, and restful sleep. Or you can choose to gently return to your consciousness. Either is fine. So one, two, three, four, and five.